Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Mitchell Robinson is close to returning to the court for the New York Knicks. And this is great news for New York, who could soon get back their offensive rebounding monster in Mitchell Robinson. However, when he comes back is still the question mark. But he recently sat down with the media to discuss his recovery, how it's going, who he's looking forward to playing with the most when he returns, and also when he could possibly return to the court for the New York Knicks. We're going to break down everything that he said and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now. And make sure you have notifications turned on so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. Mitchell Robinson is itching to return to the court for the New York Knicks, and I can't say I blame him. Being out of action since December 8th, having to figure out that ankle injury, having surgery on it, not being able to do anything on it for months, getting your conditioning back, getting your weight back, and then finally returning to practice only a few days ago, taking contact only a few days ago. This is a huge update for the New York Knicks, but clearly it's something that Robinson has been wanting to move on to for such a long time. It sounds like he's been doing everything he needed to do to start taking full contact again. And recently, he was cleared for it. And that's something that's good for Robinson, the Knicks, and everybody in New York moving forward. Because Robinson is an absolute force. And having him back for the postseason is absolutely the plan for the New York Knicks. And according to Robinson, at least for him, that's what he's looking at right now more than anything else. Even though he likely wants to return for this regular season, his only thing in his mind that he wants to return for is the postseason. Let's see what he said and break down his comments when he spoke to the media. According to Steph Bondi of the New York Post, he stated, after over 3 months on the injury report, Mitchell Robinson returned to full practice Wednesday, and despite claiming ignorance to knowing when he'll be in actual games, the medical staff is throwing me curveballs, according to Robinson. He's certainly looking forward to the playoffs. According to Robinson, oh, for sure, that's when it's go time. The roster is vastly different than the last time Robinson played. RJ Barrett, Emmanuel Quickley, Evan Fournier, and Quentin Grimes are gone, replaced by OG Anunoby, Alec Burks, Bojan Bogdanovic as well too. And Robinson may have also lost his starting job. But according to Bondi, for his part, Robinson said he'd accept any role. As Thibodeau noted, the two centers, Hartenstein and Mitchell Robinson, will split time regardless because Hartenstein is on a minutes restriction while managing a sore Achilles. Whatever helps the team, I'm down for whatever, said Robinson. I can do the same things I did with the first unit, offensive rebounds, screen setting, rolling, pressure on the rim, same thing. Shout out to Steph Bondi from the New York Post for giving us this inside information about Mitchell Robinson, his recovery, and what he's looking forward to the most when he returns. And clearly, the Knicks medical staff, Mitchell Robinson himself, I even think the head coaching staff probably knows as well too, that the New York Knicks likely want Robinson back sooner rather than later, but if they have to prioritize things, they want him back for the postseason versus during the regular season. And honestly, I can understand that, because if you're looking at the New York Knicks and what they've been able to do in the absence of OG Anunoby, Mitchell Robinson, and Julius Randle, it is absolutely extraordinary. Nobody would have ever thought this Knicks team, as currently constructed, with the players they have available and active, would be where they are right now in the Eastern Conference with all of these injuries. Obviously, the Eastern Conference race is really tight. If you lose a couple of games, you could go from 3 all the way to 5 or 6. It is that close. Last night, the New York Knicks lost to the Denver Nuggets. Honestly, I would have loved to have Mitchell Robinson back in that game. Could you imagine Isaiah Hartenstein starting and Mitchell Robinson coming off the bench? That would have been lethal. We would have had a lot more paint defense, and maybe we would have won. And you never know what would happen if you're fully healthy and have all of your guys back. Unfortunately, we can't go back in time. We can only look forward. And that's exactly what Mitchell Robinson is doing right now. He is looking forward to the future. Nothing else is in his mind. He wants to come back for the New York Knicks. He is itching to come back for the New York Knicks. He is going through practice. He is doing everything that he needs to do. So what's left? What is the last thing Robinson has to do before he needs to come back to the court for the New York Knicks? What's the last hurdle? According to Robinson, there's a lot of moving parts, but at least Robinson is just one last medical clearance away from coming back. I just simply wait for them to give me the okay, he said. I don't want to get out there and have it happen again. This is a major update. We now know that Mitchell Robinson, who's doing everything he needs to do in practice, taking full contact, running, jumping, shooting, we now know that he is one final medical clearance away from being cleared to return to the court for the New York Knicks, to be back on the floor for the New York Knicks, to be part of this roster again for the New York Knicks. That's what I'm looking forward to. I'm sure Tom Thibodeau is looking forward to it. And of course, so many New York Knicks fans are looking forward to Robinson returning, coming back, and showcasing what he can do. And clearly, like he said in the article, he has no problem coming off the bench or doing whatever Tom Thibodeau asked him to do. That right there is a team player.
My name is Molly, and I'm a political science major at Kent State University. Kent State has these core values, kindness, respect, and purpose in all we do. Ever since I was old enough to understand the legal system, I've wanted to help serve justice, and I would like to be a prosecutor for the city of Cleveland and then hopefully move up to the county in the Justice Center downtown. Kindness and respect go a long way. As a prosecutor, you have to be kind to all parties of the courtroom to truly help everybody involved.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
He doesn't care about starting. All he cares about is winning. He is very good friends with Isaiah Hartenstein. I'm sure he's looking at him, seeing how he's shining, his growth since he's been out, and everything like that. And it's clear at this point in time, Isaiah Hartenstein just has a little bit more chemistry built up with this Knicks team. As we just mentioned, this Knicks team when Robinson was playing is very different. Now he's coming to a little bit more of a different Knicks team. So I think it benefits everybody if he comes off the bench, works his way in his playtime together, and maybe based off of matchup, maybe he starts, maybe comes off the bench. That's a Tom Thibodeau question. But I absolutely agree. Starting out, he should come off the bench and Hartenstein should start. And I think that's exactly what Tom Thibodeau is going to do. And if he does that, Robinson has no issue, no ego, no problem with it. He will do it. He'll smile when he does it, and he'll be happy to do it. He even said, everything he does with the first unit, he can likely do that with the second unit as well, too. That's exactly what you want to hear from Mitchell Robinson after missing all of this time. He has no ego at all. He wants to help this team win. That's why I want him back, guys, because he's coming back with the mindset of win. Do anything I can do to help be impactful and make this team win. How could you not want a guy like that back? Me personally, I want him back in the worst kind of way. And for me, what I wanted to know for Robinson is, when he comes back, who is he looking forward to playing with the most? Obviously, there's a lot of different players. Hartenstein, one of his good buddies, has to be on the list. But I wanted to know that answer. And thankfully, NBA insider Steph Bondi recently got that information out of Mitchell Robinson. Let's see exactly what he had to say about it. According to Bondi, to that end, Robinson is especially excited about playing alongside OG Anunoby, who, assuming he'll play again, will log enough time to span the first and second units. According to Robinson, this is why he wants to play with OG Anunoby so badly. Per Robinson, he's active. He's not afraid to take a chance. He might miss one here or there, but that's all right. He'll get most of them. And if Anunoby misses a steal chance, Robinson, an all-defense candidate before the injury, will be underneath the basket to clean it up. And I can make up for it when he don't get it. But that's still just a theoretical pairing. Although Robinson is getting closer to a return, Thibodeau declared on Wednesday that the 25-year-old will have to take contact for a while before stepping into a game. I don't know how many times I've said it. I don't know how many videos I've said it in. But I know for a fact I've probably said it at least 100 times now. Mitchell Robinson and OG Anunoby sharing the floor together is absolutely scary hours for the New York Knicks and any opposing team going against us. You want to deal with that? You want to deal with Robinson and OG Anunoby? And if you get past OG Anunoby, good luck with that, by the way. You have to deal with Robinson underneath the basket? Good luck. And that goes to any defender. Your best defenders, if you're trying to play a double team, if you're trying to play pick and roll, it doesn't matter. These two on the floor are going to disrupt and destroy everything you're trying to do. I'm not surprised to hear that Robinson wants to share the floor with OG Anunoby because he probably sees the potential just like we all do. Him and OG sharing the floor together would be absolutely special defensively, especially when you figure that their head coach is Tom Thibodeau. A Tom Thibodeau-led team with your center in Mitchell Robinson on the floor and your wing in OG Anunoby. And we saw how good RJ Barrett looked when Mitchell Robinson was in the lineup. How good is OG Anunoby going to look? Oh, you didn't think about that. You thought that RJ Barrett was the only reason he looked good. You didn't give any credit to Mitch. Give more credit to Mitch. What do you think happens when you're playing against the Knicks and Mitchell Robinson's in the paint and he's setting screens and he's doing all these things for you? What do you think happens? He creates an obstacle. That obstacle creates space. Who utilizes that space? The Knicks drivers. Who drives the basketball right now? Julius Randle, Dante DiVincenzo, Josh Hart, Jalen Brunson. Basically, a lot of players on the New York Knicks. A lot of players that Mitchell Robinson will be sharing the floor for the New York Knicks drive to the basket. And that is what's going to make Robinson so invaluable. Because you cannot talk about everything he does, everything he alters, all the deflections, each and every impactful play he does while he's out there on the floor. And you can't see it all on the box score. That's the most important thing. Sometimes his impact has to be seen, not read on the sheet. Everything is there. The potential is there for when the New York Knicks get healthy, they are going to be so dangerous, so loaded, so stacked that they are going to compete toe-to-toe with anyone. This Knicks team healthy with Randle, Mitchell Robinson, Hartenstein, Jalen Brunson, all these guys fully healthy, no obstacles, no issues. You can't stop us. You can't stop the Knicks. You're not stopping New York. We are here. We are dangerous. We are getting deeper. We are getting healthier. What are you going to do when the Knicks get fully healthy? You guys remember January. We weren't even fully healthy then, and we were running through the league. What happens when we're fully healthy? What happens when we're fully healthy and have that chemistry together? What happens? I'll tell you. Dominance. Pure and utter dominance. When Robinson comes back, he adds to the dominance. And I cannot wait to see that happen. But what about you guys? What do you guys think about this news about Robinson being close to return and the fact that when he returns, he wants to play with the most OG Anunoby? Let me know in the comments below, guys, because honestly, I would love to hear from you. But that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, go ahead and smash that like button, leave a comment below. And of course, guys, please subscribe to the channel. Until next time, Knick fans. Peace.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Kent State's reputation in the fashion industry is something you would hear from everyone when you're in New York City.
I will say we're quite well known for being hard workers.
Kent is really known for delivering well-rounded students.
Kent has one of the most prestigious fashion programs in the U.S. and also internationally ranked.
Our alumni are in every corner of the industry, every job position that you can imagine.
They all are ready. They have all the courses. They have everything under, you know, under their belt.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited-time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.